A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, though testified to by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ and for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and all are deprived of the glory of God. They are justified freely by his grace, the redemption of Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as an expiation through faith by his blood to prove his righteousness because of the forgiveness of sins previously committed through the forbearance of God, to prove his righteousness in the present time and that he might be righteous and justify the one who has faith in Jesus. So what occasion is there then for boasting? It's ruled out. On what principle? That of works? No, rather on the principle of faith. For we consider that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Does God belong to Jews alone? Does he not belong to Gentiles too? Yes, also to Gentiles, for God is one, and will justify the circumcised on the basis of faith and the uncircumcised through faith. The word of the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice in supplication.
With
the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. And you, O Lord, if you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered.
With
the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. My soul waits for the Lord more than sentinels wait for the dawn. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets, whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of the prophets since the foundation of the world. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law, you who have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter. When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees began to act with hostility towards him and to interrogate him about many things. For they were plotting to catch him at something he might say." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
So today we hear from Romans. You know, Romans is the book of faith, and it focuses on faith. And he says, first of all have deprived, all have sinned, and all are deprived of the glory of God. That's you, that's me, let's deal with it. All have. We all are deprived of the glory of God. And then he doesn't say, so I want you to work real hard to get it back. He says, now God justified us with Jesus did on the cross. And so we have to have faith in what God did for us. So again, it's what God does for us, not what we do for him. But this faith that, like, today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Antioch, huh? And it's, if you ever read anything on his life, it's so good because he's on his way, because he wouldn't deny Christ, so he's on his way to be killed, and they're going to have him, and what happens to him is he gets eaten by the lions. There's nothing left except for a few bones, it says. And on the way there, they're trying to talk him out of it, and he's telling them, no, 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 this is what I was born for. I can't wait. You know, I'm thinking, oh, he says, I feel a water welling within me that cries out, come to the Father. That he is so filled with faith that he is anticipating and excited about dying a martyr's death, a horrendous death, because he gets to go home to his Father. He wasn't afraid of damnation. He was filled with faith in his Father. And he talked about because of what Jesus did for him, not what he's going to go now and do for Jesus. That got to be all of us. So today, let's ask God for the increase of our faith, that we'd be willing to do anything that he asks, because we know that our Father loves us, and he cries out, "Come to the Father." Make sure you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God these.